Okay, today's daf is Tumur Daf Chav Vav, and we are on Chav Hey Mabez by the Mishnah, but one or two points maybe on the line right before the Mishnah that we didn't mention yesterday. So Tokotei Divur came up yesterday. What the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, when the Mishnah said on Chav Hey Amid Aleph, that if somebody changes their mind and wants to make a Shlamim into an Ola, somebody says A, carbon A, and then wants to change to carbon B, so then obviously they cannot change it. Once it's done, it's done. So they ask the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Well, of course you can't change your mind, but you can change your mind forever. 3 days later, so the Gemara says the Chiddush is even Toch Kedei Dibur. Even if one wants to change their mind within a few seconds, where usually in halacha, one is allowed to change their mind, as Rashi quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Kedei She'elas Shalom Rav Latalmid, V'yamri Latalmid LaRav, right, those few seconds, still, the halacha is here that wouldn't be allowed. And I mentioned quickly that maybe one would have to say that this is part of a different exception in the categories that are mentioned in Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says on Daf Pei Zayin that there are, the rule is generally Tokei Kedibur Kedibur Dami, except for four cases. Says the Gemara Vehilchasa, Tokei Kedibur Kedibur Dami, you're always allowed to retract Chutz Mi Megadef, Va'oved avodas kochavim umekadesh umegarish. Right, those are the four exceptions to the rule for tokotei dibur, cursing God and doing avodah zarah, getting married and divorce. Right, if somebody wants to retract in any of those four cases, so then one is not unable to retract in those four cases. So hektish is not on the list. So where does that fit in? If Hektish is one of the exceptions to the rule, that's the pashas of our Gemara. So one would have to say, and we paskin like this Gemara, the Rambam Menilchus Meister Karbanos, the Tesvav Aleph, paskin like this Gemara. The Rambam says in Meister Karbanos, Omer Vladishol Zu Ola, Vihi Shlamim, Dvarav Kayamim. If somebody says, right, as we learned yesterday, somebody could declare the Vlad and Ola and the mother a Shlamim. Hi Shlamim with Vlad the Ola, so that it depends. Right, you do the mother first, the baby first, that's okay. But the mother first, so the question is, does it automatically go to the baby? Im lekachnis kavein dvarav kayamim. If you had originally in mind that this is what you wanted to do, then fine, you just can't say two things at once. V'im achar shagamar belibo, v'hotzi b'sfasav, shetihi yeshlamim. But if after you accepted and decided in your heart to make it into a shlamim, chazar bo, v'amar vlad ha'ola, then you change your mind, even if I'm chozer botoka de dibur, it doesn't work. She'ein chazara behektish afilu toka de dibur. The Rambam's lashon beferish, and the Kesef Mishnah says, where does Rambam get that from? Our Gemara. Our Gemara is beferish that hektish is one of the exceptions to the rule. The only problem is that it is not beforish in Nedarim, right? What do you do with the fact that it's not in Nedarim? The Mishnah Lamech talks about this a little bit in his lengthy discussion there in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, among other questions of what the Svara is. He gets more into the Tokei Kedibur Svara, but the answer must be, or unless it's not an exhaustive list, but the answer must be that when it says Kiddushin, so it's included. As we have mentioned, that there are a number of halachas on the list of the parallels and the connections between Kiddushin and Hekdish, including Beis Mabez and Kiddushin, Asar Akulei Alma Kehekdish. The Lashon of Kiddushin comes from the comparison to Hekdish. The Gemara Daf Zayin, which has come up a number of, Kiddushin Daf Zayin, which is going to come up again today, Be'ez Hashem, but has come up a number of times in this Masechta about Pashat Kiddusha Bekula, just like we know if somebody is Makdish, in animal's limb, which Neshama Tluyeva, everyone agrees that the entire animal is Hekdish, so too the Gemara compares on Daf Zayin and Maseches Kiddushin. If somebody tries to marry a half of a woman, it spreads to the whole woman. So that is the another comparison. So here too, must be on the list that Mekadesh includes Hektish. Right, if one wants to say that it is included. It does also relate to the Svara of Tokei Dibur being allowed to be Chozer, both a Ran there in Nedarim, again, well-known Ran, top 10 Ran in Maseches Nedarim, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ran discusses, what is the Svar for Tokei Kedibur? The Ran quotes two days in the Rishonim. The Ran says, you might say, some Rishonim say, it is a Din D'Rabbanan, some say it's Din D'Rabbanan, that it's a Heter Chazara, the name of Rabbeinu Tam says, it is Takana D'Rabbanan, the Tikkun Rabbanan, Mishum Talmud, Halokeach Mekach, Upaga Bo Rabo, Sheyuchalitein Lo Shalom. Right, when somebody is about to buy something and the Rebbe walks by, we want them to be able to say hello to their Rebbe. So Rabbi Natan holds it is a Dirabanan. The history of Midosayim Bachal Mili Bar Mihani, and the Rabbanan didn't want to make any chilukim, so once they were allowed it in the case of a Talmud and of Rav, they said it always. But the Ran, quoting the Rabban, says, Velo Nichali. I don't agree with that. It's a din derabanan. For he bezdin mastin la kardavim in atorah la olam b'kum vasei bin nedarim on a daraisa level. Why you cannot be choser and it's status A and the rabbanan came along and says you can be choser status B. Right, that's la kardavim b'kum vasei. Say most rishonim. I don't think that's true. Most assume that it is a din daraisa. A din daraisa of tok de dibers kedibur dami. What's the svara then for tok de dibur? So, you know, is it a schus chazara? Maybe the Torah gives you a schus chazara. Or, as we like to say, a number of achronim say it has to be something deeper because of that Gemara Nedarim, where the Gemara Nedarim has nothing to do with tok de dibur chazara. Right, the Gemara there is just about looking at time in halachic increments. Gemara there discusses if somebody hears that their relative has died and they tear kriya for their relative, and then within Tok de Dibur they find out that the relative really died after they tore kriya. It wasn't before, it was after, but it was Tok de Dibur within when they tore. So as long as it was within Tok de Dibur, the Gemara says that it is okay and one does not have to tear again. That has nothing to do with Schus Chazara. It has to do with how one looks at time. And if that's the svara, so then it can even be on a daraisa level. What about the exceptions to the rule then? If it's a din derabanan, the Rabbeinu Tam is easier. You can have exceptions to the rule, because the Rabbanan said, heimamru veheimamru, right? You have the heter here, but not there. But if it's daraisa, then why would it be, would there be any chilukim on a daraisa level? So that's the Ran also here. The Ran says, Maishnahani, uminaluhu l'rabanan hachi, v'nira be'enai, de bishar mili, de lo chamir kulehai, by other contexts where it's not as stringent of a context. Kshadam osa usam, lo bigamar daitahu osa, ela daito shecholachzar, botoka de dibur. People don't take, general life, people don't take so seriously. They think they can always be chozerbo after they say whatever they said. But avalhani, but in these hektish contexts, kiven da chamiri kulehai, since they are so stringent, ein adam ose osam elabaskama gemura. People don't do megadef avodizara unless they don't joke around with it. Unless it's only if it's askama gemura. And that's why there's no Chazara even tok de dibur. So again, that would apply in our Gemara too. That would apply to Hektish. For Hektish, people take very seriously. There's other evidence to this, that people take Hektish seriously, right? There's Mishnayis, elsewhere that talk about people take Shabbos, people won't lie on Shabbos, people won't, mess around with Hektish. Remember we had earlier, a couple of weeks ago, we had the sugya of whether a person, back in Maseches Arachin, whether a person is Osek Kununya al Hektish, whether people are in cahoots for in other contexts, but would somebody, remember the case that somebody is Maktish all their Nechasim, and then they're going to divorce their wife, and they're going to want to get all the stuff back from Hektish. So again, the Gemara had the discussion of whether a person is Osek Kununya al Hektish or not, and again, that also has to do with whether people take, yes, Hektish more seriously. That was the Gemara back on in Erechin on Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara discussed there whether Adam Osek Kenunya al Hektish or Ein Adam Osek Kenunya Hektish, the Machlokas Tanam, what to do if somebody's Maktish their Nechasim and then Vaisal of Ksubas Isha. Machlokas Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, so that was a little bit about Maisa, about Tok de Dibur. Let's now get into the next Mishnah. Back to Temura. Harezu, but again, talking about chazara and consecutive statements. Consecutive statements. Says the Gemara, Harezu tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. Somebody says that this animal should be a tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. So what does he mean there? He said two things. An animal can't be a tumur of an ola and a tumur of a shlamim. So what does that mean? Tumuras ola tumuras shlamim. And Rashi says that we must be talking about a case where there are two animals. You have two karbanos in front of you. You have an ola and a shlamim. And you have another animal that you want that animal to be tumura, a third animal. And you say this phrase, shayilafan of olu shlamim kishahemir es zu bahen. I was maimir one animal with these two animals. So, harezu tamuras ola, dibrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that it is a tamur of an ola, because as we'll see, pashtus, Rabbi Meir says, tfos, lashon, rishon. Right, you always go by the first phrase that you say, and Rameir says, because he said, tfos lashonri, because he says the words ola first, that's why it goes by ola. If you would have said shlamim first, it would go by shlamim, right? It doesn't go by the content of what you said, but just that you said it first. And therefore, Rameir says, tfos lashonri shom. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no. Im lakaknes kavin tchila, if you have this in mind the whole time, you always had in mind that you wanted to say Tumuras Ola, Tumuras Shlamim, Hoel V'Efsha Likros Beishemos Ka'achas Tvarav Kayamim. A person just can't say the two things at the same time, as we mentioned. So therefore, here you say both are true. And what do you mean both are true, Tvarav Kayamim? What do? This animal is half Tumuras Ola, half Tumuras Shlamim. You wait till it gets a mum. You wait till it gets a mum, and you buy with half the, and then what do? You're poded on the money. Now the money has the kedusha of tamuras ola, tamuras shlamim, then you buy with half the money an animal that you'll be makrev as a tamuras ola, and the other half of the money you buy an animal that you'll be makrev as a tamuras shlamim, and therefore that's how dvarav kayamim. But v'misha amar tamuras ola, nimlach v'amar tamuras shlamim, what if you change your mind? So then Rabbi Yossi agrees, harez it tamuras ola, you can't change your mind, as we just learned, even tokadei dibur, so it depends, and that's how the Rama paskin. If you remember, like Rabbi Yossi, depending on what you said, it's half and half unless you change your mind. Good. The Achi Ezer wonders, Rav Chaim Ozer wonders, in Chelek Bey Simen Chav Dalid, we know, and we learned earlier, that Tmur is Chal even B'taus, even by mistake. If you wanted to say Tmur as Ola, and instead you said Tmur as Shlamim, or vice versa, it's Chal. Tmur is Chal even B'taus. So asked Achi Ezer, quoting the Sefer Neta Sha'ashuim, L'chora ma moel ma shekavanaso mitchila hay salomar shtei shemos. What difference does it make that he had kavanah to say both? Hari mavur la'el. We learned earlier in Tamura, back on Dav Yud Zayin, she Tamura chala afilu b'taos. V'yim kein, ef the neta shashuim, iloi b'dayto lasos rak Tamura shlamim. U b'taos asa Tamura's ola. If you wanted to make a Tamura's ola, but you messed up, vade shachala kedushas Tamura's ola, v'lo Tamura shlamim klal. If you wanted to say Tamura's shlamim, and by mistake you said Tamura's ola, so Tmuras ola is chal, and not tmuras shlamim. V'af shayi b'taos v'yim kein ma mol shayi b'dayto tchila l'shtei shemos yosem yilo hayid b'dayto klala ola. So why should this be any worse? So the Netzach Shoshum said that must be that it is. It must be that really Reb Yossi holds chiddush shekivan sha'ola b'dayto la'asos tmuras ola v'shlamim chal miyan b'machshava shtei shemos. Even once you decided. If you say lakapnes kavim mitchila, once a person decided to do both shemos, so that even b'machshava it can be chal. Again, it's a chiddush, right? He quotes that in the Shimon Gubet says that we had earlier daf dalet that tmur is not chal b'machshava, right? It's a machlokes achronim, but again, this day is holding that it is chal b'machshava. Okay, the Achiezer himself holds that there's no problem. Bishlama says the Achiezer im amarak tmuras ola. Af sheta'a chal hatmura, kiva sheish kan dibur shalasiyas tmuras ola. Aval kisha amar tmuras ora tmuras shlamim, ein kan dibur klal shalasiyas tmuras ola. Umashayach sheyachol b'tos. Right, if you only have one, then you can say there is a chalos tmura here, you just gotta figure out which animal. But here you have beferish, a chalos of two tmuras, and that's more difficult, and therefore it might be worse. Okay, weiter. Amar Yitzchak, Reb Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol Modim, talking about the machlokes in our Mishnah, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Hakol Modim, ba'omer tachuzeh, v'yacharkach tachuzeh, if somebody says, I want this chalos to be chal first, and then the second one, I want it first to be an ola, and then to be a shlamim, then everybody's going to agree. Devar ha'kol tfas los anarishon. Then every Rabbi Yossi would say it's too late. If you want one status to be chal first, then obviously that status is chal, and you can't change it. And if you say lo tachul zu ela im kein chol sazu, and if you say I want exactly both of them, I don't want this to be chal unless this is chal. You say explicitly that you want both. So Travayo Kanchi, then even Rabbi Meir would agree that they're both kadosh. So Neither of those cases are the case of machlokas. A and then B, or A and B together. Lo nechluku ella, where you weren't as clear. Lo nechluku ella kagon mishnah seinu. To amar, tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. You just said that. You didn't say tmuras ola only with tmuras shlamim. You just said tmuras ola, tmuras shlamim. So that's the case of machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar. Rabbi Meir says, midahavi lele meimar, tmuras ola vishlamim. You didn't have to say the second word tmura. You could have said tmuras ola vishlamim, v'amar tmuras ola tmuras shlamim. You said an extra word, and you put ola first, tmuras ola tmuras shlamim, havi le kaomer. So it's as if you said like case one, tachuze v'acharkach tachuze. Rabbi Meir says it because you added in that extra word, so then it's as if you're emphasizing chalos A before chalos B, and therefore we say that Tmuras Ola is Chal, Tmuras Shlamim is not Chal. That's what Rabbi Meir's Svara is in this extra word case. V'Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Yosef says, that's the Gersa that we have on the side, V'Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosef, Kasavar, I Amina, says the Bach, I Amina, Tmuras Ola, V'Shlamim. The person mistakenly thought to himself that if he would have left out the second word tmura, and he would have only said tmuras ola v'shlamim, hava amina kedusha v'ena kreva, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't be chal. Because tmuras ola v'shlamim, that would be kadosh, but it wouldn't be able to be hukrav. I'm going to add in the extra word tmura, and that's going to be able to be hukrav. That's also wrong. But that's what he thought. That's why Rabbi Yossi is explaining why he said the extra word tmura. Not because it's totally extra and he wants A to be chal before B. But because he mistakenly thought that if he does not say the second word tmura, only that case it can't be hukrav. But if he would say tmuras ola tmuras shlamim, then it would be able to be hukrav. Because then it would be chatzi chatzi, and he would think that that would be okay. It would be kedusha vikreva kamash malan. That is the chiddush that Rabbi Yossi says, no, it depends what he was thinking, right? If he had this kavana originally, then it is, they're both chal, but only obviously for kedushas damim, not for kedushas mizbeach, but he was mistaken. He thought that it would be able to be chal, even in that case. Good. Is it possible? Tosfos is going to discuss, on the next, couple of lines, but we will, you know, we can already look at it now. I mean, Tosfos discusses, actually, you know what? Let's wait to see the Tosfos. But again, the amazing Havamina, why the person would have thought this. Why would he have thought that, okay, we're not only explaining here the Havamina of the Gemara. We're explaining the Gemara's suggestion, the Havamina of the person, why he would think that. So it's even one step removed than just being a Havamina in the Gemara. It's a mistaken thought that he would have. That he thought that if he says Tmuras Ola Shlamim, that wouldn't be good enough. But Tmuras Ola Tmuras Shlamim, that would be able to be Chal. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, HaOmer, the Bach also adds in here, takes out the Tanu Rabbanan, and he just says, V'hatanya. Okay, HaOmer Behemazu, Chetzya Tmuras Ola V'chetzya Tmuras Shlamim. Rabbi Meir here agrees that if somebody says this animal should be half Tmuras Ola and half Tmuras Shlamim, Kula Takrav Ola. Then Rabbi Meir, as Rabbi Meir says before, Tfos Lashon Rishon. So here what's Lashon Rishon? Half the animal should be Tmuras Ola. But what do you mean? That's only half. But as Rashi quotes from the Gemara we mentioned earlier, Tfos Lashon Rishon, Vakiva, the Kid Shalapalga, Kedushas Ola, Tacha Kula. I remember only with Makdish half, but no, the Kedusha spreads in the whole animal. Just like if you're Makdish one limb of an animal that is vital to the animal, so then the whole Kedusha spreads. So half an animal is obviously vital to the animal, and therefore the Kedusha just spreads, even though Rabbi Meir has a more limited approach, as Rashi quotes from earlier. V'yavagav t'gambe ha'omer ragla shol zu ola lo amar Rabbi Meir t'techo Kedusha b'kula, but everybody agrees, b'davar shanashama t'luyabo, and half an animal is davar shanashama t'luyabo, and that's why it is and that's why it is chal. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says chetzia and chetzia, so the ola is chal. Tosfos discusses, you know, whether a little agrees to Rashi, partly not agrees to Rashi, last couple of skinny lines, feel free to look. V'chachamim omrim, v'chachamim say no. Tirachat tistaev, Just like Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, no, you have to wait till it gets a moon. Viti macher, vi yavi b'demeches yetimur asolo, b'demeches yetimur ashlamim. Right? Similar to what Rabbi Yossi says, even though we're about to have Rabbi Yossi, as we're going to change this in a second. But, so the Chachamim say, you have to wait till it gets a moon. V'yamar Rabbi Yossi, it depends. Im lekachnes kavi mitchila ho v'yef shalosi shnei shemus ka'achas v'rav kayamim. If that's what you wanted to do originally, then what you said lasts. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ayin rabbana. It's exactly the same shita. Shita 2 and 3 are the same. Answer, you're right. Kulu Rabbi Yossi k'tani la. Really, it's Rabbi Yossi. Meaning the Gemara should say, Sher Rabbi Yossi. Sher Rabbi Yossi amar. It's really one shita. So not only, this brisa adds, that not only is there a machlokas when you say a whole animal, but even if you say chatzi chatzi, there is also the machlokes. Maybe the chiddush is also you not only say half of it, but you also say pshitas kedusha bekula. Even in this case, good. Tanya idach. We continue. Says the Gemara, behema chetzia ola vechetzia chatos. What about this case? We had half ola, half shlamim before. So now it's going to get a little trickier. Half chatas. Why is it a little trickier here? Because machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Because he's not obligated to bring a chatas. And if he's not obligated to bring a chatas, so then this is a chatas that is not connected to a sin. And as we've learned, the five chatos mesos. The five chatos that halacha Moshe Misinai have to be left to die. Vlad vitimna. Vlad chatas, tumuras chatas. Meis balim niskapra ba'acher of Rosh Nasa, right? The Rashi Tevas Vitimna. So all of those, what do those five have in common? They're not going to be used for a kapara. So here, if I'm mafresh achatas that I do not own, I do not owe, so then it's like chatos mesos. It's like Rashi says niskapra ba'acher, right? Or meis balim, right? Was it which one? I don't remember what Rashi says. In the case of Tamus, right? He just says Tamus. Lo avi mechuyev chatas, and therefore it has to die. Like chatas pasha shemesu ba'alel. Right? It's not connected. That's Rashi. Why is this case different? Because it's the person is not mechuyev chatas. Says Tosus, Dibur Maskel Rabbi Yossi. He quotes Rashi, Pirish Rashi, Dapik Maritvar Vadam Nitvas Ve'iyuna Ani mechuyev chatas. The Kasha Heicha Chayle Kedushas Chatas Alei Klal. Says Tosus, I don't understand Rashi. If it's half chatas, half Ola, then it shouldn't be chal at all. If somebody goes over to an animal and he's not chayv a chatas, he says this should be mechatas. It's meaningless. It's not that it's chal and it becomes a chatas mesa. It's meaningless, says Tosfos. Look back in the Dharam Dafav. The afilu amar al behema harezu chatas. You say the whole animal should be a chatas. Im ena mechuyev chatas lo amar klum. So I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Asks Tosfos, it shouldn't be chal at all. So what case can be chal? What are we talking about? Lefichach pirish ri tahacha mayri. To Amar v'chetzia t'mures chatos. You don't say this should be a chatos. You say this should be a t'mures chatos. So a t'mures chatos is different than right now one by the v'timna cases. So then it can be chal. It's one of the chatos mesos, but it's not a direct hakdasha of a chatos, which wouldn't be chal. And that's what Tosfos said, that's the case that we're talking about. Vachi garsina betosefta, and he quotes the tosefta here in Tzmura, behema zu, chetz yazu, tachas ola, v'chetz yazu, tachas chatos. Right, that's the language of Tzmura. Tikra v'ola, Rabbi Yossi Yomar Tamas. V'tanda Rabbi Yossi, mishud d'shem chayli, v'kivadikala v'turas chatos, l'misa azla, as Tosfos continues. Okay, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so if somebody says this animal should be half an ola, half a chatas, again, machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what that means. Also question, how could this be if an ola is a zachar and a chatas is a nekeva? How could you ever go over to an animal if this animal should be a chatas or an ola? So you have to say, it's talking about one of the cases that is an overlap. The chatas of a nasi, chatas of a nasi is a zachar. So that's an example where it could be a zachar both for the ola and for the chatas. Pasha was talking about a behema, so you can't say he was talking about an olas ha'of, which also could be a nekeva. Okay, but either way, Tanya Yidav. So behema that's half and half, tikrav ola, different mayor again says, you go by the first post lashon rishon, and therefore you said half ola, it spreads, and therefore the animal is fully an ola. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tamus. Rabbi Yossi says, no, because they're both chal. So if they're both chal and it's an olin ishlamim, then fine, let it graze, and then you could sell half the proceeds for the olin, half the proceeds for the shlamim. But here, it's half chatas. You can't sell those proceeds. That's the halacha of the money thrown to Yama Melach, or if it's an animal, it has to die. So therefore, the case is different. Vishavin, even before Vishavin, the Rambam sheet is a little tricky, a little unclear, because the Rambam quotes our Gemara without saying Rashi and without saying Tosas. So what is exactly the Rambam? The Rambam does not say we're talking about Tmuras Chatas. The Rambam does not say we're talking about a case beferish of somebody who's not Mechuyev a Karban Chatas. So you look in the Rambam, two halachas later from the one we read earlier, Tesvav Gimel, the Rambam says, Ha'omer Behemazu, Chetz Ye'ola v'Chetz Ye'Shlamim, Kadsha Veina Kreva, Elatira Chipo Bamum, like Rabbi Yossi said, V'Timacher, V'Yavi B'Chatzi Dameh Ha'ola v'Chatzi Dameh Shlamim. Fine, half Ola, half Shlamim, passes like Rabbi Yossi. Haya Mechuyev Chatas. He says Mechuyev Chatas. The Amar, exactly opposite of Rashi. It's Mechuyev Chatas. The Amar Chetzia Chatas V'Chetzia Ola O Shlamim. O Sha'amar Chetzia Ola O Shlamim V'Chetzia Chatas. Harehi Tamus. Right, then it has to die. So the Rambam says, Beferish against Rashi. Rashi is talking about a case of Ein Mechuyev Chatas. That's why it's one of the Chatos Mesos. The Rambam says it's a case where he is Mechuyev Chatas. Mechuyev Chatas. The question is, how exactly does he say that? Look at the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah just says, after quoting the Rambam, he says, first he says he passes like Rabbi Yossi, and then he says, Rabbeinu Lubafarish Lab and Mechuyev Chatas. The Kiva Chi Efshalol is Kapar Ba Mishum. The Chetzia Ola. Chatas Lav Basriya He Hilkach Tamus. A third shot, says the Kesef Mishnah. Right, the Rambam says, you're Mechuyev. Aye, but according to Rashi, right, if you would be Mechuyev, what does it sound like from Rashi? That you'd be able to sell it. Half for Chatas, and use that for your Chatas, and half for Ola. The Rambam says no. If you're Mechuyev a Chatas, and this animal is only half Chatas, the half Ola part of it ruins it. It ruins it. And therefore, this is a Chatas that is unable to be used, and therefore, it's one of the Chatos Mesos. That's what he says. He quotes Rashi, and he quotes Vakasha. He says, Pirish Rashi, this is the Kesef Mishnah. Tehne Mechuyev Chatas, Hilkach Tamus, Vakasha, Tam Rinan, right, he quotes Tosfos' question, and he says, V'Rabbeinu Mefarish Lav, B'Mechuyev Chatas, V'Ki V'Shiyef Shalom L'Skabra, V'Mishud V'Chetz Ye'ola, Chatas Lav Basri'iyah, He Hilkach Tamus. So, exactly the opposite shita of Rashi, but now we have three ways to understand the Gemara, why this is one of the Chatos Mesos. Rashi, Rambam, Tosfos. So that's the first half of the Brisa. Again, half and half for Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Vishavin, we continue, and they would both agree, though, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, but Omer, Chetzia Chatas, Chetzia Ola Shetamos, right? Even Rabbi Meir would agree that if you said Chetzia Chatas first, because that would be Tos Lashon Rishon. Shavin Mani, Rabbi Meir Pshita, that's obvious. Rabbi Meir says it goes by the first one. And if it goes by the first one, then obviously this is Pashit. Right, according to the Rambam, it's not so Pashit. Right, maybe that's why Rashi didn't say like the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, what would this line mean? Meaning, Chetzia Chatas, Chetzia Ola, and you're Mechuyev Chatas. So it's total carbon Chatas. So what would be the problem? What would be the problem with, according to the Rambam, if you say he's Mechuyev Chatas, now the animal is all Chatas. Why would Rabbi Meir say Tamus? Kasha. Mao de Tema. So, again, let's go with Rashi or Tosas. So, it's obvious that Rabbi Meir would agree here that it would be Tamus if it's labeled as a Chatas, at least partially. So, Mao de Tema. Ilab da Ashmiinan. If I wouldn't have said the Shavin Avamina time of the Rameir, Lab you should post Lashon Rishon. I wouldn't have known that Rameir Svar is always you go by the first thing that is said. Ela Hainu Taima, I would have thought Chatas Mu'ureves Kreva. I would have thought that Rameir holds that even if you have a Chatas Mu'ureves, right, it's partially a Chatas, so then it is okay to be Hukrav Rashi, Shenis Arvu Bashte Kedushos. The avagav de travayu chayliyala karva. You can't be makrivit. Hol umaariba midi the chazila karva. Hey, it's partially what you're supposed to bring. So why should the half that's not good ruin it? Maybe the half that's good will be makshirit. So I would have thought the Rameir holds that, you know why it could be hukrav? Because chatas wherever it says kreva. Via filuki amar chatsi chatas vadar amar chatsi ola kreva. And even the opposite would be okay. If he says chet achatas first, kamash mulan dolo, kamash lo, we say no, it goes by tvos lashon rishon. And therefore it's achatas, it's not achatas mu'u reves, and therefore it has to be one of the chatos mesos. What's the havamina? That it could be actually hukrav? Hef chatas hef ola? Could be actually hokrav. So either you might say it's lavdafka, the Devar Shol, one of the acronyms says it's lavdafka. It just means it could be at least tira in this case, not tamus. Okay, but either way, that's the havamina kamash malan. No, Remeir holds tvos lashon risha. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanya itach, next brisa. Omar behemazu chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim kedusha ve'ena kreva. Back to what we said before. This animal should be half of an ola, half of a shlamim. No more chatas, and it's kadosh, ve'ena kreva, but it cannot be hokraf, because it's half one animal, half the other animal. Ose tmura, but it can create tmura. Utmura sochayotseba, and the tmura is like it. The tmura had the same halacha as it. So the Gemara says, Mani, who is this Rabbi Yossi? This Rabbi Yossi Shita, as we know, that you say it could be both. Pshita, Dekusha Vena Kreva. Then what's the Chiddush? Right, that it's Kadosh Vena Kreva. Obviously, it's half one carbon, half the other carbon, so it has Kedusha, but it can't be Hukrav. So the Gemara says, Tmura said Srichale. Right, the Chiddush is the next line, that the Tmura line, that the Tmura is like it, that it also cannot be Hukrav. Demao Detema, Nihi Dehi Lo Karva, Tmura Satikrav. Kamash malon. You might have thought that its tmura could be hukrav, even though it itself cannot be hukrav. That's an amazing havamina. Ask Tosfos, what would be the svar for that? How could you ever have a case where a tmura could be stronger than the original? Right? This might go on the list. Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Lech HaTov, we'll have another Lech HaTov by the Shem in a couple of minutes, but Rabbi Yosef Engel has, towards the end of the Lech HaTov, he has, do you ever have Tafel Chomor Min HaIker? That's Klal Yud Zayin. Klal Yud Zayin in Lech HaTov. Do you ever have Imazino Tafel Chomor Min HaIker? And as he quotes Kedarka Bakodesh, many, many examples of Tafel Chomor Min HaIker, including Molech. Remember that case, if somebody gives some of their children to Molech, then they're Chayim Misa, but if they give all their children to Molech, not Chayim Misa, what about Edom Zomimim, Kasher Zomim, Velo Kasher Asa? Again, I don't remember if he has this one, but this is the Chomer, Tafa Chomer Iker, at least in this Havamina, that you might have thought that the Tmur is Hukraf. Ask Tosus, bottom Tosus, V'im Tomar. Heichi salke daitach lomar kein. Dechashiv Tmura tfei mi'ahid asa machmatei. How could you say that? Tmura can't be stronger than where it came from, so why would you have thought that the tmura of this half and half can be chal, can be hokrav, and not the actual behema? V'yesh lomar, demau detema, de'ein daite shete tmura chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim. Maybe because one would think that that's not really your kavana. Ella, it's an umdina. That if you have this animal, half an half, to what's the umdana? Ela daita shete kula tmura. O tachas chetzir shal ola, o tachas chetzir shal shlamim. Fahavi kreva. Maybe we can have the umdana that we want the tmura, that we assume that your kavana is that it should be tmura only from half of the animal. It should be a tmura's ola, or it should be a tmura's shlamim. I, the original animal, has a little of both. You're right. But it's not that the tmura animal has the same exact status, and yet there's a havamina to be makrivit. No, the havamina is that the umdana is that you only want to connect to half this animal. Didn't we learn earlier on Daf Yud that you can't be maimir on one limb? If somebody has one limb of a hektish animal, you can't be maimir a whole animal on that limb. And here, what's the havamina according to this umdana? That you want to be maimir on half of the animal? Isn't that limbs? And we learned, ein maimirin behema shlema beivarim. Right? You can't do that. You could do there was machlokas, but the opposite, if you remember. You can be maimir one aver from a whole animal, and then it will be spread. But you can't be maimir a whole animal from one limb. So here, you're trying to be maimir from half the animal. So Tosa says, no, here's different. Right, it's not being maimer on a limb. You're being maimer on this whole animal, just half the kedusha of this whole animal, but it's the whole animal. And therefore, that's a difference. Fascinating chilek. Tosfos says, the tzorach lachalik bein chetzya l'shar evarim. Umad etema de tikraf tu rasa. Avagav de lo karva kamash malon de lo karva kiva de mikoa kedusha dechui kasi. Now back to the Gemara. Now back to the Gemara. Why is it then? Why cannot be hokraf? So maishna he de lo karva tavi lo kedusha dechuya. Why can it be hokraf? Because it comes from a tainted kedusha originally. Tmurasa nami mikoa kedusha dechui kasi. So it's tmura also. Even if you only want to connect a half of it. But the kedusha of this animal is a tainted, faulty kedusha. It is dechuya, and therefore it cannot be hokraf. Good. Stop there for a moment. The Mikdash David Rappaport, as we know, the classic sefer on kachim and zroim. So there, if you look in Kuntris Menyani Kachim, it's there in the Mikdash David Simin Beis Os Gemel. So there he discusses this gemara and wonders. Why can't you be makrav and behemah? That's chesi olah v'chesi shlamim. Right, you have it both. It's yirachi yistayiv. We know that it cannot be hokrav if it's half and half. Right, kedusha ve'ena kreva. Ve'en lomar, says the v'hine yesh ladun. Amaylo tikrav kamoshehi. Why can't you be makrav it? Right, if it's a status half and half. V'yein lomar, dechetz yalav behema mikri, v'ein aru'ya l'karbon. Don't tell me that it's not roi for a karbon, because Tosfos said earlier, and he quotes Tosfos here also, that it is good enough to be called a behema. It's a whole behema with half kedushas. V'ef shalomar, so he has three suggestions. First he says, v'ef shalomar, mishum dechaser b'shir. The be'inon behema shlema shetehei ola v'chetzia chaser b'shir kemo mincha shel chatzi isaron. It's like you're being makrev half an animal of an ola and half an animal of a shlamim. It's chaser b'shir. So maybe that is the problem. But he says, but I'm not sure if this is right, because if you look in the Tosefta says chetzi ola v'chetzia shlamim shachda. If you were shochet this animal to ubar tsurasa v'yos lebeis asreifa, you have to wait till overnight, so it becomes psula guf, and it goes to beis asreifa. But one second, if it's less than a shear, that already is a psula guf. You shouldn't have to be ma'aber tsurasa. V'psula mishum chisaran b'shear, imkim psula kodem shchita, v'im psula b'kodesh v'ina b'sreifa, v'koshke dol shayach v'ibur, as we know from elsewhere. D'zeo davka b'davra she'im psula b'gufo. So I don't think that half and half, the problem is psula b'gufo. Psul in the shear. Alkeinir deins that mishum chisar b'shear. Dobina dafka shishim carbon al kol behema. Fine. So that is suggestion number one that he rejected. The efshar, and then he says maybe this is another possibility. Hatam mishum darina b'chulin. Fascinating. We learned back in Maseches Chulin. Ein shochtin beiz vachim keechad. The tiz b'chuhu ksiv. You're not allowed to have two people doing the shechita. Ubechetzia olav echetzia shlamim. I'm sorry, you're not allowed to have shech two animals at one time, two karbanas. And by chetzi ola v'chetzi shlamim, al karchach shochei b'izvachim ge'echad. If you look at each of these as an ola and a shlamim, then you're shechting two karbanas. V'yav derak lechachila ain't shochtin, aval b'di'eved kasher, and even though that's only a din lechachila, not b'di'eved, but al tam mishum deloshina kasev la'akev. V'rak le'mitzvah b'inan shetei kol hazvichal hazel karban. Aval kol hechadavi rak le'mitzvah b'inan ro'i labila. You at least have to be able to shecht it separately, so then, but the evidence, if you shecht it together, it's okay. V'hacha de'ina roi l'shochto yechidi pasal. But here, you can shecht it separately. Obviously, it's one being. V'imkena v'psul v'kodesh, v'psul hu b'shchita v'ein, so it's a psul in the kodesh, but it's not a psul in the gufo, because it has to do with the act of shchita, not the animal. V'psul mishub sheshacha zevach acher, shemach iton ibur surah. That's a third problem. Maybe the problem is, fine, you do the shechita, but then what are you going to do with the meat? The ola says you have to burn it, the shlamim says you have to eat it. And therefore, it's like ola and shlamim that got mixed up, that you have to be roeh. Okay, a couple of suggestions. Why, according to the Mikdash David, why does the Gemara say here that you cannot be makrivit? Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom. Behema shal shnei shutfim. We mentioned earlier the comparison to Kiddushin. So this is also quoted back in Kiddushin Daf Zayin, also in the comparison of that Gemara about Mekadesh Chatzi Isha. Behema shal shnei shutfim. So an animal is owned by two partners. Hikdish Chetzia Shelo. So a person, Reuven and Shimon own an animal together. Reuven is Makdish, his half of the animal. And then he can't be makdash the other half. He doesn't own it. V'chazer v'lakach chetzi acheres, and then he buys the other half of the animal. V'hikdisha, and he's makdash the other half of the animal. So now do we say, oh, okay, now it's all hekdish? No, kedusha v'ena kreva. It's kadosh, but it cannot be hukrav. Why? As we'll see, because when it was originally hukrav, its kedusha was tainted. It was nidche, and once it's nidche, as we're going to learn, it cannot become pure and perfect again. Vos et tmura, but this animal achieves kedusha, and therefore it can create tmura utmurasa chayotzeba, and the tmura is just like it kadosh v'ena kreva. Rashi says on the bottom v'ena kreva hoel mitchila kishehikdash chetzia lo haisa ruuya likarev. Since when he originally was makdash half, it wasn't right to be hukrav to lo kidsha lechetzia because he couldn't be makdash the other half. And also, it couldn't spread because he didn't own the other half of it. So even though we usually say Pasha Kedusha Bakula, that's only if you can be Makdish the other half. Here you can't. Ain't Adam Makdish, Davashina Shalom. And therefore the Kedusha shouldn't spread. The Mi'iri there in Kedushin Dav Zion has a Deya, has a Girsa, that it means that when you buy it, you don't have to be Makdish the other half. Then it spreads. It's not that you were makdish and then you bought the other half and then you were makdish the other half. When you were makdish the first half, then again, it couldn't spread, but the second that you buy the other half, so then it's automatically spreads. It's still nidche. It didn't happen at that point at the beginning, but that's a deya in the Me'iri. In the Me'iri there, let me see if I can just find the line. If not, we'll just continue. Kishihiktis es achatzi arishon, hayubailim lechetzia. Ha'acher shayadaita ma'akeves es ha'hektish mila his pashet pekula shadichim eikaro mishas ha'hektish havidichui shlolios chose v'nira v'tirash v'tisayiv. We just find out maybe the line was earlier. Here it is. V'yesh she'ein garsin v'hektisha. Some don't have the girsa of v'hektisha. Ella mikivan shaloka chatzi ha'acher v'af al pi shalo hektish adayin oso chatzi shalokach kedusha hi. Shemeacher shekvar hiktish chetzia, take if shalaka chetzia ha'acher, nispashtuk ha'kdosha bakula. Then it spreads. Ela shebisvarim mugahim, but in the properly edited gemaras, says the Be'iri, mitzanua kenusach harisho. No, I find it's vihikdisha. It does not spread. Meaning, if it can't spread right away, then it's not going to spread later on. Interesting, machlokes. Between those two girsos. But either way, so if somebody, the Shudfin case, so it is nitcheh, and it is never good. So Shema Bina Tzlas, the Gemara says, we learn three things from this statement of Rabbi Yochanan, the case of the partner. Shema Bina, Kedushas Davim nitcheh. Number one, Shema Bina, that not only is Kedushas Mizbeach nitcheh, achieves the status of dichui of tainted and forever, but even kedushas damim, this animal has kedushas damim. I was only makdish half of it. It's not going to be hukrav on the mizbeach, so it has kedushas damim, and yet only value kedusha, and it's already achieves the status of nitche. Vishma mina ba'alei chayim nidachim. Also, we learn live animals can be nitche, right? Even though it can be chozer v'nireh, still doesn't matter. Vishma mina dichui meikaro v'dichui, and we also learn even dichui meikaro. Even dichui originally, this animal, once it became in the parsha, it was ready nitche, have dichui. That is dichui. What's the chiddush of each line from the last one? Because we know from elsewhere, there are two types of dichui. There's nirev v'nitche and dichui meikaro. Nirev v'nitche means it's ra'ui, and then a problem became on it. So there we know for sure that it's nitche. But dichui meikaro is the added chiddush. Rabbi Yosef Engel, again, now getting back to the other lechach tov I mentioned, in Klal Vav, discusses the svar. He has a long discussion of dichui, all the elements of dichui. But there in Klal Vav, he discusses, why should this be true? Right, the direction that I might have thought, I might have said that dichui meikaro is worse. It's never been in the parsha. But nirev v'nitche, that's better. But the Gemara clearly elsewhere, and Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses it here, that the Gemara assumes opposite. The Gemara assumes that, no, nirev v'nitche is worse than dichui meikaro. Da psul b'kachim, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, in Os Beis, Klal Vav Os Beis, da psul b'kachim lefi godel ma'awas ha'kachim. The greater the kachim, the harder they fall. U'kesheyesh ala kodesh yoser chashivus u'mayla, as adaraba haria pisul hu yoser hefechi lo mipas malato. The greater something is, the more shayach something is to succeed, the worse it is. The alkein adaraba pisul chazak upol babi yoser. Alkein kol shekvar nira be'ezazman. The kvar kibel mailav chashivos mipas haruyos lakrava. If it was already in the parsha, and then it was nifsal, so then ha pisul pol babi yoser. So then it is even worse. And we find this in many different areas, that something that is more shayach to kedusha, when it gets a problem, it could fall. He says even Yisrael is Batami all ameis, and Akum is not, right? A Yisrael could achieve higher levels of Kedusha. Right, we mentioned in Bechoros Daf Mem Zayin, remember the Gemara that the Meshech Chachma relates to the sugya of Kish L'Shaita, Kish L'Asilavo. If a Kohenes is Nivala La'akum, she's like a Zara. If a Leviya is Nivala La'akum, she retains her status as a Leviya. She could still eat Meiser. So a Kohenes... A Kohenis falls all the way down like a Zar, like a Yisraelis? Yeah. Because she had higher Kedusha to begin with, then it's worse. Or he quotes the Gemara Psachim. Again, Kedarka Bakodesh, quoting from all over. Psachim Memtes. The Gemara says that Ami Ha'aretz hate Talmidei Chachamim. And if somebody was a Talmid Chacham and then they were Poresh, they're the worst. They're the worst. Why? So he says on a Kabbalistic level, also metaphysical level, because if they had the Kedusha and then they lost it, so that is even worse. And finally, he quotes the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Ksubas Samach Vav. Remember where he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, when he meets the daughter of Kabbal Savua, going around in the dung of the animals. And he says, Ashreichem Yisrael, Bizman Shozem Rizono Shalmakom, we're on the top of the world. And if we're not Ozem Rizono Shalmakom, we're on the bottom of the world. What's the Ashreichem Yisrael? Ashreichem Yisrael is that we could be on the highest level. Right? But because we could be on the highest level, that we could also be on the worst level. That's exactly this point. Nira v'nitche could fall and be even worse than dichui me'ikaro. That's his svara here. Again, I once heard a mashal. Is it easier if somebody is in an election and they lose? You know, sometimes it could be harder for them to win the next election more than if they never were in the election in the first place. Right? Because again, once they were in and everybody saw them and they're tainted and they lost, that's even worse and harder than somebody who's never in the election in the first place. Again, might argue with that, but either way, that could be a mashal. Okay, so these are the three Shema Minas that we learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos discusses, why do we need one and three? Aren't they kind of the same thing, right? Tushas Damim and Dichui Me'ikaro. Because it's Dichui Me'ikaro, that's why it's only Tushas Damim. So Tosfos discusses, no, Tosfos comes up with his long Tosfos. Tosfos says, I can come up with cases that are Dichui Me'ikaro that are Kedushas Haguf, and vice versa. So that's what Tosfos discusses the last couple of skinny lines. Amar Abaya. Hakomo Demecha Damar Chetzia Ola V'Chetzia Meiser. Abaya says, if somebody says this animal should be half an Ola, half a Meiser, so Diriakol, Ola, Kreva. It's an Ola, why? Because it's meaningless when you said Meiser. Meiser is only established if you do it through the fence and you count out 10. If I say this should be Meiser, it's meaningless because I didn't do what I have to do. So it's just an Ola. Everybody agrees to that. Hechad amar chetzia tmura chetzia Meiser, my. But what about tmura and Meiser? Right? Because tmura also. You can't just say this should be tmura unless you did tmura. So what's the halacha here? So tmura kreva shekeinu hagas b'chol hakachim. So should I say tmura wins because tmura is more applicable? It applies to all kachim. Meiser is only b'chulin. O dilma meiser kreva shekein makdash levan v'lachrav. Or is meiser more intense, so to speak, the hakdasha? Because remember, it could be makdash the number 9, number 11. The kedusha meiser could spread. Teku, no answer given. Tosfos discusses. I don't understand. Aren't these two zeros? You can't create Meiser unless you put it through the fence. You can't create Tamura unless you have another animal that you are Mamer on. So what does the Gemara mean to say? If it's half Meiser, half Tamura, it's like two zeros. Two zeros don't make a one. So if you have zero with any other carbon, then it becomes the other carbon. So if you have two zeros with each other, so why should it work? So that's a question. Tosfos says, maybe the case is that you're saying this as it's going underneath the fence. Tosfos says, maybe that's what you have to say. Right, Pirish read the bottom Tosfos, Mayri ba'adam ha'mavrit sono tachas ha'shevet. And you say, right when it comes out, it should be half Ola, half Meiser. Or half Tamura, half, and you have another animal there that you bring Makdash. You have to come up with a case, right? The Achronim wonder, according to Rashi, it sounds pashtos, just now that ukimta. So how is it possible to say that there'll be, could it be a chalos, kedushas damim of Meiser and Tamura, even though there's no kedushas aguf? That's what you might have to say for Rashi. Okay, let's continue. So the Gemara Mishnah Masdisan Harizu. Now Lashonos of Temura. Lashonos of Temura. Harizu Tachazu Zu. Temura zu, chalifa zu, harizu temura. All of these are lashonos of temura. Again, lara, it's an avera. Tachas temuras chalifas. But zu mechuleles al zu, ain zu temura. Mechuleles is not a lashon of temura. You want to switch the kedusha from one to a. Mechulel is something that we often do. Chilul. So that is not a lashon of temura. And lo amar klum, Rashi says, it's meaningless what you said. Because a behema temima, if it's tam, it's not a balmum, cannot be go lechulin. Right, so therefore, if you say this, it's meaningless. V'im haya hektish balmum. If it was a balmum, then yosel lechulin. Then it does yosel lechulin v'sorach lasos lo damim. And if the new animal is worth less than the hektish animal, you have to be mashlim the damim. L'meimra da tachas lashna da tfusehu. So tachas is in the first half of the Mishnah. So it sounds like tachas is a good lashon. It's a lashon of switching, of being matfis, of putting the kedusha of on Temura v'Raminu. But didn't we learn in the following brisa, Kachi Bedek Abayis Omar Chalifa Zu Temura Zu Lo Omar Klum? Those are because you can't be Mamer on Kachi Bedek Abayis. So that's a lashon of Temura, and therefore it is not effective. Tachas Zu Mechulelas Zu Drav Kayomim. But Mechulelas works. But look, Tachas there is with Mechulelas. So why in our Mishnah is Tachas put with Temura and Chalifas? And the bride says, put with mechuleles. What's the difference? So Amar Abaya, tachas mishkachas on lishna dat fusei, v'lishna dat chule. Tachas can be both. You basically put tachas wherever it would work. Wherever it would work. Lishna dat fusei, dichsiv. Where do you see tachas working as adding on, not switching? That's by tzaraz. V'im tachteha tamora beheres. Tachteha, the beheres is still there. Meaning it hasn't gotten smaller. And therefore you see the word tachas as lashon of atfuse. Da'achule dechziv, and also you see it in the switching, tachas anachoshes avizahav. Instead of the copper, I'll bring gold. So hilka, gabi, kachim is beach to avdin tmura, lashon atfuse, who in our Mishnah, where it's kachim is beach, it works for tmura, so you say it works atfuse, gabi kachim, bedek abai, so lo avdin tmura, lashon achulehu. So you switch it. So you read the Gemara, sounds like, that the reason that it would work is you always look for a way that it could be chal. And if you look in the Vilna Gaon in Oz Gimel, the Gras said that's exactly what's going on here. Mistama daito shel adam al lashon hamoil, says the Gras. And the Gras is very troubled by Rashi. Rashi on top says, you know why this works? Lo masra hakasav ela lachachamim. The Torah was given with a principle that appears two places in Shas. Maybe we'll start with this next time. And the Chacham have the ability to figure out what the Torah means. But the Gra argues on Rashi, this isn't the Torah. This is figuring out what the person meant by saying the Lashon of Tachas. Right? So a little tzarachi in exactly Rashi's application of that principle. But we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, again, the next couple of days and week really will be a little up in the air exactly because I'll be traveling back to Eretz Yisrael. So, but again, we'll get every daf up and figure out exactly old cycle, next cycle, this cycle, but we will, Be'ez Hashem, get every daf up. Okay, we'll stop here.